You're listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Subject, Spirit. Golden Text, Zechariah. This is the word of the Lord, saying, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Responsive reading. Isaiah. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness towards the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them, according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, "Surely they are my people, children that will not lie." So he was their Saviour. And the angel of his presence saved them in his love, and in his pity he redeemed them. And he bare them, and carried them all, the days of old. Revelation. And I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, "Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Lesson Sermon, The Bible, Isaiah. O Lord, be gracious unto us, we have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. Now will I rise, saith the Lord, now will I be exalted, now will I lift up myself. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near acknowledge my might. Numbers. And Moses said, "Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them." And Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, "Let the Lord set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd." And the Lord saith unto Moses, "Take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thine hands upon him. And thou shalt put some of thine honour upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient." And he laid his hands upon him, and gave him a charge, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Joshua. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, "Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread on, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong, and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Joshua. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in, And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valour. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpets, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Joshua the son of Nun called the priests, and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Ezekiel, therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Luke. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he arose out of the synagogue, and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her, and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hand on every one of them, and healed them. Luke. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. Psalms. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence, I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation, in my glory the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Timothy, the Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Science and health. The starting point of divine science is that God, Spirit, is all in all, and that there is no other might nor mind. Man is tributary to God, Spirit, and to nothing else. God's being is infinity, freedom, harmony, and boundless bliss. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Like the archpriests of yore, man is free to enter into the holiest, the realm of God. The might of omnipotent Spirit shares not its strength with matter or with human will. Spirit is symbolized by strength, presence, and power, and also by holy thought winged with love. These angels of his presence, which of the holiest charge, abound in the spiritual atmosphere of mind, and consequently reproduce their own characteristics. Their individual forms we know not, but we do know that their natures are allied to God's nature, and spiritual blessings thus typified are the externalized yet subjective states of faith and spiritual understanding. The Old Testament assigns to the angels, God's divine messages, different offices, Michael's characteristic is spiritual strength. He leads the hosts of heaven against the power of sin, Satan, and fights the holy wars. Gabriel has the more quiet task of imparting a sense of the ever-presence of ministering love. These angels deliver us from the depths. Truth and love come nearer in the hour of woe, when strong faith or spiritual strength wrestles and prevails through the understanding of God. The three great verities of Spirit, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience, Spirit possessing all power, filling all space, constituting all science, contradict forever the belief that matter can be actual. These eternal verities reveal primeval existence as a radiant reality of God's creation, in which all that he has made is pronounced by his wisdom good. Thus it was that I beheld as never before the awful unreality called the evil, the equipollence of God brought to light, another glorious proposition, man's perfectibility, and the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth. So-called material existence affords no evidence of spiritual existence and immortality. Jesus reasoned on this subject practically and controlled sickness, sin, and death on the basis of his spirituality. Understanding the nothingness of material things, he spoke of flesh and spirit as the two opposites, as error and truth, not contributing in any way to each other's happiness and existence. Jesus knew it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Mortal existence is an enigma, every day is a mystery. The testimony of the corporeal senses cannot inform us what is real and what is delusive, but the revelations of Christian science unlock the treasures of truth. Whatever is false or sinful can never enter the atmosphere of spirit. There is but one spirit. Man is never God, but spiritual man, made in God's likeness, reflects God. In this scientific reflection, the ego and the Father are inseparable. Nothing is real and eternal. Nothing is spirit but God in his idea. Evil has no reality. It is neither person, place, nor thing, but is simply a belief, an illusion of material sense. Because God is spirit, evil becomes more apparent and obnoxious proportionately as we advance spiritually, until it disappears from our lives. This fact proves our position, for every scientific statement in Christianity has its proof. Error of statement leads to error in action. Mortals try in vain to slay truth with the steel or the stake, but error falls only before the sword of spirit. The history of our country, like all history, illustrates the might of mind and shows human power to be proportionate to its embodiment of right thinking. A few immortal sentences, breathing the omnipotence of divine justice, have been potent to break despotic fetters and abolish the whipping post and slave market. But oppression neither went down in blood, nor did the breath of freedom come from the cannon's mouth. Love is the liberator. From beginning to end, the scriptures are full of accounts of the triumph of spirit, mind over matter. Moses proved the power of mind by what men call miracles. So did Joshua, Elijah, and Elisha. The Christian era was ushered in with signs and wonders. Moral and spiritual might belong to spirit, who holds the wind in his fists, and this teaching accords with science and harmony. In science, you can have no power opposed to God, and the physical senses must give up their false testimony. Your influence for good depends upon the weight you throw into the right scale. The good you do and embody gives you the only power obtainable. Evil is not power, it is a mockery of strength, which ere long betrays its weakness and falls, never to rise. Moral courage is a lion of the tribe of Judah, the king of the mental realm. Free and fearless it roams in the forest, undisturbed it lies in the open field, or rests in green pastures beside the still waters. In the figurative transmission from the divine thought to the human diligence, promptness and perseverance are likened to the cattle upon a thousand hills. They carry the baggage of stern resolve and keep pace with highest purpose. Tenderness accompanies all the might imparted by spirits. In Colossians 3:4, Paul writes, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, be manifested, then shall ye also appear, be manifested, with him in glory. when spiritual being is understood in all its perfection, continuity and might, then shall man be found in God's image. You've been listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Thank you and goodbye.